It's Optimism Wednesday, and we have very little to be optimistic about, but we will try to deliver optimism because it is what we do. On Wednesday, we do not deviate from the form just because the news, I don't think, is so good regarding the Indianapolis Colts and their coaching search. I got to tell you the truth. We always try to tell the truth. It's what we do. Second interviews are being lined up, and Jeff Saturday's was today. There are reports. Jim Irsay wants to hire Jeff Saturday. We'll talk about that. Looks like at least seven others are going to get seven interviews. What the hell is the point of the first interview if everybody's going to get a second interview? Why'd you do the first one? Indiana tonight is going to be without Mike Woodson, their coach, as the Hoosiers take on the Golden Gophers in Minnesota at the Barn. Woodson evidently has COVID. The line has not adjusted as a result. Maybe that's good. I don't know. Butler plays tonight at Providence. I'll tell you what Butler needs to do to beat Providence, and it is a tall, tall task. The Pacers, they got a game tonight in Orlando. They take on the Magic. They ended their seven-game losing streak last night against the Bulls, came back from the dead. They were down 21. Benedict Mathurin said, come on, what are we doing? We can do this. Let's go. Hey! That's my Benedict Mathurin impression, which I think is dead on. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Wednesday, January 25th, 2023, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Here's what BUSR wants to do to you, for you. They want to give you free play. You sign up at BUSR.com/Kent. And your initial deposit, they're going to give you a bonus, a free play bonus of 150% up to $2,500. Hey! Are you kidding me? That's huge. That's a reason to be optimistic, if nothing else. So go to BUSR.com/Kent and sign up today. All right. Now, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, ring the bell. If you want an alert every time I go live or post a video, and if you want to make a donation, you make a donation. We keep it between you and me. All right, let's talk about the Colts. Let's talk about Jeff Saturday and Jim Irsay. Josina Anderson used to be on ESPN. Now she's at CBS Sports, and she is reporting that Jim Irsay wants to hire Jeff Saturday as the next full-time head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. We know what Jeff Saturday is. He's a terrific center. He's a wonderful human being. He was great in the media, great at ESPN. He was great on WIBC when he was there. I interviewed him for the job at WIBC, and I was like, this guy, this was before I think he was even a starter. I was like, okay, a center. I know it's not a glamour position, but that's the guy. He is impressive, but can he coach football? That's a different question. He hasn't in the past. He's coached high school football for three seasons, and he had an eight-game cup of coffee as the interim guy for the Colts, where he went 1-7 and lost the largest lead that has ever been lost in the history of the NFL. Would he be a better coach having the opportunity to put together his own staff and go through a full offseason and regular season with his team? Yes, he would be. But is that going to take you to a Super Bowl? Has it ever happened? Norm Van Brocklin, I believe, was the last guy who was hired off the street without experience to be an NFL head coach. Does it make sense? All right, here are the other guys who are being reported as having been contacted by the Colts for second interviews. Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs, who cannot interview until this week's games are over. Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys, who I told you, yeah, smart money is going to be on Dan Quinn, if not Jeff Saturday, because smart money and Jim Irsay sometimes don't get along. Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles. Raheem Morris, the defensive coordinator of the Rams. And Ejiro Evero, he is a defensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos and is also really, really impressive. You go back and watch his media availabilities and wow. Wow. Right? Really good. Brian Callahan says that he has not heard back. He, of course, the offensive coordinator for the Bengals. What about Mike Kafka? Bubba Ventrone, the internal candidate as the special teams coordinator of the Colts. Don Martindale, who I'm just not going to call Wink ever, ever, ever. Jim Irsay, if he's really thinking. Thank you, TJ Joe. I appreciate it. Can't take Josina Anderson seriously, though. Or, you know what? Here's my Josina Anderson story. Josina Anderson, I saved her life, I believe. Could have been a spinal injury I saved her from. I'm not sure. She's standing on a folding chair at the combine. She's like standing up on the chair, and the thing collapses, and I caught her. I went, whoa! And she was fine. There you go. So that's what I know about Josina Anderson. She used to drive me a little bit nuts on ESPN because she would always cite herself as the source. I spoke to so-and-so, and I had a conversation with so-and-so. I talked to so-and-so. It just drove me nuts. So that's kind of my thing about Josina Anderson. I don't much care for. She always sort of inserted herself as, like, the most important source ever. Is it Jordan Wilson wants to know, is it best to have a defensive or offensive coach? I think today you got to have offensive, tell you the truth. Offensive coaches who have a background in offense tend to be more successful. It's just the way it is. The offensive part of the game is really, really important right now. Top pick in the NFL this draft, Chicago Bears. Matt Eberflus, defensive coach, right? The four coaches left in the conference championship games on championship Sunday, offensive. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. But Jim Irsay has got to stop acting like a billionaire, and he has got to start acting like a business owner. And if he doesn't do that, the Colts are in big trouble. Billionaires, like I know, 86 billionaires, like I'm in some club with these people. Alex Campbell says, if we hire Saturday, I'm done. We're the laughing stock of the NFL. If I'm Ballard, I resign. Ooh, that's an interesting point. All right, Irsay. Billionaires think they make no mistakes. Billionaires think they are the smartest guys in the room because they've got all the money. There are a lot of smart people who really don't value money as highly as other things. Some people are like that. Some people seek validation with cash. Some people who are just good, balanced dudes wind up with great wealth. All things are possible. With Jim Irsay, he has started to believe he knows it all. And the clock is ticking ever loudly for Jim Irsay, who's, what, about 64 years old, right? That's not good. That's not a good place for him to be. 62, 64, whatever. You can't get impatient when you run a business like the Indianapolis Colts. And the Colts are a business, and they are a very profitable business because of a favorable lease with the CIB and, you know, the city, counties, that the Colts have very little responsibility financially for the Lucas Oil Stadium property. That's nice. They don't glean as many rewards as, say, Stan Kroenke does out in L.A. with his giant $5 billion stadium, but this thing costs $725 million instead of $5 billion. So, regardless, Jim Irsay thinks that he's very, very smart, and he wants movement. He wants people to do the right thing, which means he wants them to do what he wants them to do. And if I'm Chris Ballard and I'm not in alignment with Jim Irsay, and I go home and I'm like this with my wife, and I can't even tell you what he did today. I can't even tell you what I've got to try to explain to people today because of what Jim Irsay is thinking and what he's doing, because it's his ball, and if he wants to take it and go home, he can. And I don't know what to do, honey. Honey! What you do is you resign. You get the hell out of Dodge, and I know that's a stupid play because you're signed through 2026, and all that money is out there to get if you get fired, right? Or you stay. The last thing you want to do is leave, but your mental health has got to be worth it, assuming that these two guys are not in alignment. Josina Anderson said that Irsay wants to hire... in the Colts organization who do not want that to happen. And to me, that means Chris Ballard, because frankly, who cares about anybody else? Somebody else has an opinion, I don't much care, right? You know, two opinions matter in that building right now. Chris Ballard, Jim Irsay. If you're not talking to either of them, you're not getting the straight dope. So I hope Josina is talking to one of them. And the search, obviously, it's being reported it's going to carry into next week. Today's Wednesday. They've got the Saturday interview today. They've got Evero tomorrow. And then they've got at least five more second interviews coming up. So, yeah, it's going to carry into next week. We'll see who winds up being the coach. I think it's going to carry past the Super Bowl. Maybe the day after the Super Bowl, the Colts are ready to make a decision and say, hey, here's our guy. And if it's Jeff Saturday, I got to tell you, despite the fact that fans dig Jeff Saturday, they love old number 63. They give him a big hug when he's around town and when he comes for the Ring of Honor ceremonies. Everybody loves him. But if he's a head coach, there are people who are going to have a problem with that. And they're going to see Jim Irsay becoming maybe an even more bizarre version of his dad. He was such a stable owner for such a long time. And now all of a sudden he's turned into this activist guy who is making mistake after mistake after mistake. You can't fire yourself. So let other people make the mistakes. Jim Irsay had been brilliant at doing that. And it seems like that brilliance has lapsed or taken a break for a while. Mike Woodson of the Indiana Hoosiers, not going to be on the sidelines. It's going to be Yasser Roseman. He is going to be the head coach tonight, handling all media responsibilities, haggling with officials, screaming at them, and doing this. Because somebody's got to do this. If Mike Woodson's not there to do this, staring at guys when they screw up, somebody needs to. And Coach Yah is going to be that guy, evidently. This has not affected the line, which stood at 11, Indiana minus 11, when we started this live YouTube cast, as it were. What Indiana's got to do tonight is the same whether Mike Woodson's there or not, and that is attack and compete and get them beat early and then beat them worse late. What they didn't do against Iowa, and that was a big loss, man. They got way up on Iowa, then they took their foot off the gas. You cannot take your foot off the gas in the Big Ten. You can't do it, so don't do it. Play 40 hard minutes regardless of the score. You're not playing against Minnesota. You're playing against your own potential. Did we learn nothing from the Bob Knight era? Butler, plus 10 tonight at Providence. This is what you got to do. Providence is 15-5. You want to beat Providence, you got to do one thing, and that is be tougher than Providence. And Providence, led by Coach Ed Cooley, is always going to be tough. To out-tough Providence, you have got to go some. Providence is always really, really tough. When they get off the bus, you look at them and you say, whoo, we're in for a fight. That's Providence basketball under Ed Cooley. It's going to be a tough game, and Butler only being a 10-point dog in this game, I smell, what is that? I smell money. I smell an investment opportunity. When I tell you investment opportunity, you must listen. Pacers, plus 5 at Orlando. They played last night. They won. They came back from the dead. They beat the Chicago Bulls after being down by 21, beat them by 6. Benedict Mathurin, 26 points, leadership from the 20-year-old. We love Benedict Mathurin. We love Tyrese Halliburton. They are keepers. The rest are either, T.J. McConnell I'm keeping forever. He's never going anywhere. Last night he had 20 and 10. How the hell did he have 20 and 10? If you walked into the Kroger and you saw T.J. McConnell bagging your groceries, you go, oh, yeah, okay, that seems right. But no, he's making millions doing 20 and 10 stuff against the Chicago Bulls, for God's sake. Really, really good. Pacers, 5-point dogs. I never know what to do about these. Maybe the Pacers figured it out last night. Maybe they didn't. We're going to find out. Watching it on Bally, of course. Indiana's game, 9 o'clock tonight, by the way. Ooh, it's a late one. You know what? That game's going to go to about 11:15. We will not do a live post game tonight as a result of that, because I'm up at the ass crack of dawn for the radio show. So I can't talk for hours in the morning on WGCLradio.com, WGCL in Bloomington, Bloomington's Voice 98.7 WGCL. After getting like 4 hours of sleep, that's impossible. So Breakfast with Kent's going to be early again tomorrow, and then the radio show, and I can't wait to talk to you then. Thanks for listening. It means something that you listen. It means something that you comment. It means something that you like. And when you subscribe, it makes me extra happy.